Good morning, everyone. We're watching some disturbing signs out of Gaza and the border around Gaza, both on the southern end and the northern end, where a BBC report says there are military forces, Israeli military forces, massing near the border. And we don't know what that means, and there hasn't been any border crossing, even though reserves have been called up by Israel, and the Israeli government still maintains it has no intention of reoccupying Gaza. But the fighting continues, and Egypt is beginning to react. In a speech today, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak said his country will not fully open the border crossing into Gaza, and it will remain that way until the Palestinian Authority, a difficult concept even in the best of times, is in control of the border post. Joining us live at the Rafah crossing, which is the border post between Gaza and Egypt, is the BBC's Christian Fraser. Christian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So is there any, Hosni Mubarak said that the post is going to stay closed. I'm wondering if there is a massing of potential refugees who want to cross into Egypt at this point, or are people staying put?
Well, on Sunday, there were Palestinians that came over the perimeter wall, and there were some ugly scenes, clashes between the Egyptian security forces here and Palestinians. One security guard was shot dead, and we believe one Palestinian man was shot dead as well. And since that point, there have been more guards moved up here by the Egyptian government. You're right to say that this border is closed. It's a very lonely walk through the arrival halls, the other side of these gates where I'm standing at the moment. But they have opened the crossing for the most seriously wounded. They took in 36 yesterday. These are people with head trauma, abdominal injuries, they're missing limbs. And we've taken in quite a few today while we've been there filming some of them come across. A lot of them were young men, but also there was a young boy, perhaps 9 or 10 years of age, who had some very serious burns right across his face, and he looked in a very bad way. But all these people will now be transferred to specialist units within Egypt at the nearby town of Al Arish, which is about half an hour drive from here. Some of them also going to Cairo to specialist trauma units. And it seems difficult to say, but these are the lucky ones, because of course there are some 1,500 people, we're told, that are in need of medical care in Gaza, and really 50 or 60 is only a handful of the people that need this medical help.
Now, there's pressure from Hezbollah for Egypt to open this border, and the president, I think, Hosni Mubarak, is speaking about maintaining its closure as a way of at least projecting to the Egyptian people that it doesn't want a repeat of what happened when the border post was opened and there were so many refugees that crossed some months ago. But, Christian, did you get any sign that the Egyptian president is directly addressing the violence and the fact that Egypt was very, very recently brokering Hamas and Israel?
I think there are two things to bear in mind here. Hamas and the Egyptian government have had a very difficult relationship over the past month. Cairo was trying to liaise between Fatah and Hamas, who, as we know, have been at odds for some 18 months. They were trying to bring them together for reconciliation talks. There was a meeting due to take place in Cairo last month.
That was Christian Fraser, who's the BBC Middle East correspondent. He was live at the Rafah crossing describing a situation where wounded are being taken into Egyptian hospitals, both near the border in Al Arish and also in Cairo, and that President Hosni Mubarak has just given a speech saying that his country will not fully open the border crossing into Gaza, emphasizing the very difficult relationship that Hamas has with Egypt. And as we know, the fighting began when the ceasefire that was brokered by the Egyptians between Hamas and Israel broke down on Saturday, the fighting actually began. Adora?
And interesting, one report we had yesterday was talking about how many Palestinians were actually blaming Egypt for the turmoil that is now taking place on Gaza.
They're not an option at this point to broker any sort of new ceasefire right now. Something else will have to happen.
My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.